My beloved brethren and sisters, I'm confident there is no one in this vast audience who has not been deeply touched by the things we've seen and heard. I've been impressed with the grave burdens which many people carry. There is so much of sorrow in the world. There is so much of pain. There is so much of loneliness and fear and misery. There are so many whose circumstances are desperate and who cry out in deep distress. We are assembled in the Tabernacle on Temple Square in Salt Lake City for this semi-annual conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
It's open season here, my friend. It always is, it always has been.
We welcome all who are in attendance, whether in the Tabernacle,
we're partying fools in the autumn of a heyday,
or who are participating by radio, television, cable, or satellite transmission.
We can't afford to quit. No. Before this bitch is over, we've got to squeeze up one more hit. We're working it.
We acknowledge this morning presence of government, education, and civic leaders, and officers and members of the church in this conference.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition.
I did not seek this position. It was placed upon me by the Lord.
Where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
We have so much to do in this world to spread the influence of this gospel. In the spirit of the Christ, let us try to overcome evil. We hope that we shall not offend. That little couplet.
We say, oh, back off, don't bother me, baby.
It is not doctrine.
Can't you see I'm working it?
If we will so conduct ourselves as Latter-day Saints, this work will never fall nor even lag. It will move forward toward that destiny given it by Him whose name it bears. Our Father will smile with favor upon us, and we shall look to Him and live. We need a little more faith. We should know that the Lord will not give us commandments beyond our power to observe. He will not ask us to do things for which we lack the capacity. Our problems lies in our fears and in our appetites. Do not forget, it is the Lord who has made the promise. We can pay our tithing. This is not so much a matter of money as it is a matter of faith. We have been enlightened and blessed by those who spoke. Let's go back to Nephi. With that time of worry and concern, said to his brothers, let us be faithful in keeping the commandments of the Lord and peace. For we have
the parents in the balcony are laughing and pointing to the pits. They say, oh, look, they've grown accustomed to the smell. Now people love that shit. We're working.
All of you. Nonetheless, I wish you could keep it. No commandments unto the children of men, save He shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which He commandeth them. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Small wonder, my brethren and sisters, that with the opening of these new temples, I have seen the tears of strong men. Our hearts have been lifted by the wonderful music to which we've listened. For these great blessings, I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
How I do.
You suck. You totally suck.